Some black bears, especially those on the coast of British Columbia, carry a genetic anomaly that makes their fur white. They're popularly called spirit bears. KSTK's Ann Hillman spoke to bear biologist Wayne McCrory, who has been studying the bears and trying to protect them for the past 30 years. He says they could be facing a new, larger threat.
According to a legend from some of the First Nations people of British Columbia, the white-faced black bears were created as a reminder.
And there's a beautiful legend about the spirit bear that comes from the Tsimshians. And it goes along the lines that Raven, the creator, went to this island, which we know today as Prince's Royal Island. And he went amongst all of the black bears, and he created every 10th one white as a reminder of the last ice age. It's a beautiful, captivating legend that speaks, I think, of oral history and native presence on the coast for thousands of years, going back to recognition of the ice age.
That's biologist Wayne McCrory with Valhalla Wilderness Society, a conservation group in British Columbia. He started studying the Komodo black bears almost 30 years ago. He says it's unclear exactly how many white-faced black bears are in the wild, but studies suggest about 300 to 400 carriers of the white-faced gene live in a concentrated area on the coast of BC. The gene is recessive, meaning mothers of any color can have white cubs so long as both parents are carriers of the gene. McCrory says that one behavioral study shows that white bears may have an advantage when fishing.
The white Komodo bears caught more salmon because, especially during the gray daylight hours, the white bear was more camouflaged against the background sky than was the black bear to the fish in the stream. So it was much easier for white Komodos to catch salmon.
They weren't always called spirit bears. Local people called them moskmal, which means white bear, but it's hard to pronounce. The Japanese call them ghost bears, but local people don't believe in ghosts. The unusual white bears were eventually dubbed spirit bears because the First Nations people and conservationists wanted them to be known by a name everyone could relate to. They used the bears as a mascot to protect the Great Bear Rainforest from excessive logging. Now the bears are an emblem for a new fight, the opposition to the proposed Northern Gateway Pipeline. If the project goes through, 220 tankers filled with heavy tar sands oil, called bitumen, and the toxic condensate used to liquefy it, would pass by the bear's home every year. McCrory says a major spill in that area, especially near Gribble Island, where many of the spirit bears live, could devastate their population.
All of the bears that use the island would use the shoreline at some point during their annual life cycle. So a major spill would quickly oil the whole shoreline, you know, significantly, and the bears would get contaminated by oil in a number of ways. They would get it from just walking along the oil shoreline and getting it on their fur, and then trying to lick the oil off their fur and suffering toxic effects.
He says they would also ingest spilled oil through contaminated mussels, fish, and marine mammals. Enbridge is the company proposing the pipeline. Their communications manager, Todd Nogier, says the company would implement a comprehensive safety program for the project when shipping in Canadian waters.
This would include the use of only modern double-hulled tankers. They would be independent BC pilots who would be boarding each tanker. Each tanker would be vetted by a third-party agency before gaining port. All crews must be International Marine Organization or IMO certified. And all laden tankers would be connected to a tugboat, so they would be tethered to a tugboat.
He says the tugs would carry emergency response equipment, and that all of the tankers would be inspected for corrosion by a third party before being allowed near the coast. For McCrory, those promises aren't enough.
We are predicting with considerable confidence that any tanker traffic there is a very high risk, not only to bears on the whole central coast, but in particular to the mother island of the white bear.
He's working with other conservationists and First Nations groups to try to raise awareness of the bears and the proposed pipeline's potential effects. He spoke in Wrangell during last month's Bear Fest. In Wrangell, I'm Ann Hillman.